Today's video is about boundary and boundary setting, or I should say boundaries and boundary settings. It's a very important topic for all reels. And we know that in this game realm, there is a huge influence from the MK Ultra programs. Many are not aware they are or have been part of these programs, and that explains a lot why they are accumulating trauma or not able to integrate their trauma faster that it's kind of accumulating. And they are also trying to explain a lot of their trauma through the lens of mainstream psychology, through the lens of understanding what happened in the daytime reality, while you always are gonna hit a wall when you do that. And you're never gonna be able to make sense of your experience here. So boundaries are physical, they can be relational, emotional, spiritual, psychological, they can be psychic as well. And being able to set boundaries is very important here, to protect your energy. If you are spirited, if you have this connection to spirit, because of course you are this huge battery, this huge bright light. If we could see it for what it is, and the backdrops surely are not emitting that kind of light. That's why you might have been feeling like you were hunted in different places, like you couldn't escape the engineering from the simulation. Boundary setting is certainly one way to preserve yourself from deep exhaustion, physical, but also spiritual and emotional, because this exhaustion is usually caused by handling. So is physical pain and feeling really stuck in your mind and in your body. This is usually telling you would need to uncord from some handling happening around you if you want to feel differently. Now, with your clair abilities, you can feel often that you are signing contracts. You might not always be able to explain to yourself and then to others why you feel this way and why you don't agree to what's happening. So sometimes you're not able to explain to yourself first what's happening when your boundaries are being intruded on. Now, a boundary doesn't need to be verbalized to be active. It can be set psychically, it can be set energetically, it can be set in silence, it can be sent in different action that you take to retrieve your energy, interact less. And especially with handlers, you're not always going to be able to explain, because usually they are being used heavily, and they are usually it's very rare when beings are conscious that they are a handler or playing that role. Even when they have signed agreements, they are not fully conscious of the extent of what they are being used for. Now, when a firm boundary is being set, you are not playing the mind game anymore. It can become disagreeable for others around you because the old game is done, and that was a chapter that is over. So there is a kind of recalibration in your reality. Many adjustments are going on, and some beings will not be able to get what they want as they used to do. And it shows that there was a hidden kind of currency, and that currency also was part of your energy. And you were signing also agreement to being kept on being used the way you always had been. Now, for example, when you feel blind compassion, especially connecting to the operations, you know, we all have been there. Before deeper layers of deprogramming, but for example, remember some big operation, you know, in 2001 that really affected our reality. Well, if you were like myself, blindly empathizing with what the media were showing you, you were being courted heavily for your energy if you were real, because you were not applying any type of boundary between you and what you were perceiving on your screen. So you can be alone and still sign a lot of agreements by what you are choosing to link yourself with. And it's important to not fall for this blind compassion, especially for these main operations that are involving a lot of simulated beings. They are all engineered for the impact they will have on the psyche and emotions of the reals. Now, I think a lot of us have been there where you find yourself spending 1 hour, maybe more, with someone, and you didn't really know how to extract yourself from that exchange. So you stay way longer than you intended. And a friend of mine even said that he would even, when the exchange was kind of coming to an end, he would kind of ask a question, and then he was again for another round. Well, that question, usually it's your people pleasing alters that is gonna, that you know, want to make the other feel good, and you don't want to hurt their feeling. And this person, most of the time, are not spirited. So we see the irony of putting their needs before our own. So we all been there. And I think we've all worked also a lot to be where we are today and avoid being stuck in these kind of situations, right? It might still happen to different kind of extent, you know. You also have to trust to know when the energy is open and when it's closed, and when it's the time for you know, for you decide for yourself to shift the energy of your of what surrounds you. And it's not a rejection, it doesn't involve other, it's just you knowing where your spirit is kind of calling you to pay attention. Now, you know, in my early 20s, the MK Ultra programs were so thickly active in my life. I was tiptoeing when I wanted to unsubscribe from some newsletter. It was difficult for me to excuse myself for a moment. You know, I didn't really know how to extract from a moment and be in the center with myself and of myself. And I was usually too concerned about how others were feeling and how they would be feeling, you know, just a lot of codependency in the field and so on. And now I realized that most of them were backdrops, most of them I'm not in touch with. I was, of course, surrounded, as any fire creation beings would be, by these kind of situations engineered around me. Why? Because it would work at that time. Now the situations are have changed, but they still target my blind spots and my shadow unhealed aspects and my people pleasing alters. We are encouraged to be needless and want less here, so we can better serve the gamekeepers. And our low self-esteem is generally engineered due to repetitive boundary crossing. At least it's kind of reinforced in our daytime. You know, we go through the programs, we are traumatized, we carry so much trauma. And then, as we are trying to heal and put back some pieces of the puzzle for our own self-esteem, there is a lot of discouraging through repetitive boundary crossing. Now, in the past, for me, it was really hard to verbalize sometimes that I would not join certain people, certain beings, because I just didn't feel felt I just didn't feel like I was belonging there.
But the fact that I was taking so much care about how they would feel, and most of these people weren't even real. So of course I realized the irony of that a lot of years later. Now I've noticed that these kinds of situations are not kind of presenting in my reality anymore, just because it doesn't work anymore. So the simulation is not even trying because the boundaries have been learned since then. But of course, other attempts are made in other areas where I haven't learned a whole lot that I need to learn in terms of boundary setting. So for now, these kinds of situations are not so difficult to decline anymore as it was in the past, though I recently declined attending a kind of work reunion, and it was not easy. I mean, it was not as easy as it could be, as it should be, maybe. So this indicates that it can trigger some programming, maybe guilt or some access of your people pleasing, or maybe you're fearing or anticipating the reaction that you're gonna have to face, and that this anticipation is not something nice. It's people who in the past have been kind of pushing you or saying, just reacting a strange way when you were setting a boundary that didn't make you feel as comfortable as you could, right? So, an important thing about boundaries is that they can only be set once we have become aware of our own needs, right? And where they begin. And sometimes because of the MK Ultra programs, you haven't had that time to really localize where you are, and you can have a lot of dissociation. Your alters can be pretty active, so it's not always easy to identify. Sometimes you cannot be aware of where your boundaries begin straight ahead, and you will become aware of them later when you feedback with yourself. It's a certainty that the MK Ultra programs are leaving us kind of unassertive, are encouraging that, and you have to kind of relearn from the early beginning. So it explains a lot. Now, when we are not able to express boundaries in words, which can be the case, which has been the case for me in the past, way more than now, it's sometimes necessary to adopt an action that will kind of be understood as a boundary setting without words. Now, every spirited path is individual, and all of us, the spirited ones, we have to keep conscious about our own parameters, when and how we can be and are choosing to be in interactions with others while respecting ourselves, our own rhythms, our own needs, and what our spirits is kind of seeking to experience here. I attended a workshop a few years ago in Holland, and I remember a participant. When I first saw her, I instantly liked her. I was happy she was there, and we ended up kind of in the same area in the dorms. It was a female-only retreat, and she later became a friend. And I remember during a practice, she was claiming a vigorous no, like it was an exercise, and it was a moment, it was a ceremony, in fact. And she was like, a few times she claimed that vigorous no, and I was really impressed. It was, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago. She was daring to speak that no, even knowing that we would be hearing it. And actually, I was really happy to be hearing it. It was a positive impact, a positive influence in my experience. So it was really, really nice, and really she was daring to claim and set a boundary. And at the time, I wasn't sure I could picture myself being able to be doing that, but now I sure can. So an interesting thing about boundary setting is, how is my boundary setting being received? Handlers tend to make you feel guilty for setting boundaries. This way they are being used due to their own programming or who they are at the core. They are being used as agents by this call containment system to discourage your own process of protecting your energy and of keeping on integrating your spirit. It's a part of the engineering that we have all around us. I noticed that when someone needs to put boundaries and more boundaries in relationships, it's kind of a red flag. It generally indicates that you are dealing with a handler, and that you might not like the triggering that is happening or other distraction sometime. You know, a lot of people who don't have a lot of understanding about mind control are not entirely conscious of how they can be used for distraction, and especially when they are not willing to address their sabotage layers. So I noticed that in, you know, most of my relationships, I don't need to set that many boundaries. For example, I remember that I set boundaries with someone that was a handler, that, you know, I would only be available that many times a year, and I kind of was drifting away from being available on the phone for him or things like that, because it would last for hours, and I just felt that what was happening was not true, genuine, and it was also triggering my alters. I noticed that once when we were like walking in the woods together, because of some parts that were expressing, and I didn't like that. And he was actually a handler from when I was really young that I reconnected with later. So it was interesting to experience it with my no self. Now, people who do not respond well to boundary settings are generally not your real allies. Many are handlers. And your boundary setting can trigger them. Now, a boundary setting, it is showing you a limit, making you aware that you are intruding on someone's territory. If someone is kind of setting a boundary with you, the question is, do we really care and have love for the other person? If we have, we will generally work on our ego and put ourselves in their shoes. But for beings who have no empathy, they cannot really do that. So you're kind of facing a dead end. They also can be carrying that frequency of invasion, interruption, and constant slight or not so slight triggering by subtle invasion of your boundaries. We can say it's like kind of a boundary crossing handling signature. It is concerning when others show no care about the fact that they are intruding your personal space, or no gratitude or respect that you are devoting your life energy in order to assist them. And colder beings usually don't play fair also in relationships in terms of communication. So it does matter when others are asking you to sacrifice your own needs for their own benefits. The Draco race never talks about how they have crossed your boundaries. They tend to count on you forgiving or forgetting what happened. They have a huge issue with respecting boundaries, and they tend to be used as handlers for other reels. They push you to your limits, and then they make you feel guilty when you are placing any type of boundaries with them. It's easier when you know it's kind of the mind game at play. They will intrude energetically on your boundaries. They will take a space that is not theirs to take. Now, there is a lot of programming based on punition when boundaries have been crossed. I noticed that a lot, especially the punishment programming towards pets and children. So it is causing stress and damaging the relationship, but it's been kind of hammered in our head and minds through years of school. That's how it was working, and repetition, and just how this whole a big part of how this whole game is kind of designed. Now, there are some beings who do not care to understand a boundary expressed kindly or with a smile. It's a little bit like you would do with a dog, like you say a kind no and it doesn't really work. Now, sometimes you need to reestablish the boundary once you are physically outside of the situation. Or you can do that to a percentage, like you can be co-conscious while it's happening, but not entirely processing all the layers of what's going on. And it kind of keeps on going back and back to your consciousness until finally you have, you know, let go of all the cover memories, false memories linked to the perceptions you have of others, of yourself and this reality. So you can correct, adjust with self-reflection and take your time to reach more clarity. That is definitely our right, and we can make space for that. Now, gang stalking is a great exercise to practice boundary setting. You know, you have beings like really crossing your boundaries. It can be in your physical space. Or you can be gang stalked by different members, especially if you are traveling anywhere, especially in the hot spots for the reels, where they kind of spider web through a lot of different techniques of mind control. They create this kind of image about a place, and that's how a lot of reels are ending up there. And these, of course, they have also a lot of agents because it attracts all kind of people and also a lot of gang stalkers or weird beings who are not very aware of how they are really being used. So I think it was a good exercise for me not to care to be polite with them because it was so intense. And, you know, it was like multiple crossing of boundaries a day through different avenues. And I really felt like I was fighting for my spirit and I had to push them away rudely and also learn how to not be accessed as much, like by being polite and being willing to give my contact away, things like this. So it is a perfect exercise to notice your progress. That was definitely for me, since I would not have been able to do that a few years before, and this was in 2019. Now, when your boundaries are crossed, it is harder to be clear about what you want to decide for your own life. Now, sometimes it happens twice the last year. I had like this moment of really clarity and alignment with my spirit, and it felt like a sword, like, no, this is enough, bam bam bam, and I would stop to play the people pleasing me and close the door and say no more. And it's a very nice energy to be in. Of course, I was not always connected to that energy after. So some things can come and make me doubt, or I can be dealing with some guilt programming. But if I remember clearly this moment, it was very clear. And actually, one of these moments also happened quite recently. And it's about which energies I allow or don't allow to repress me, intimidate me. And by that, I mean dark ET faction groups hiding behind puppeting different individuals, right? So I know who I'm dealing with, even if the beings are not as conscious. And I've seen the fracture as well. So I saw the entry point of how they are being puppeted. Having poor boundaries tend to be keeping us on lower timelines than we could reach if we were a bit firmer. And the system generally is discouraging us with our boundary setting. It's a great threat. That's why it's so discouraged and entangled with guilt programming and shame programming and different things. Why is it that important? It is because you are breaking contract and agreement in your 3D reality, daytime reality. You are closing door and entry points of how you are agreeing to be harvested and programmed, and from which part of yourself you are agreeing to be functioning. And by that, I mean your programmed sub-personalities. By putting boundaries, you also protect beings around you that you like, that are spirited, the real ones. It can be your pets, your children, your partners. You are protecting them from some layers of handling that they would have to bear with, whether they are conscious of the handling or not. They probably are perceptive of some layers of heaviness. Now, when you become aware of, you know, tracing back what's behind the need to set a boundary, you can easily cancel a few similar program narrative lines in your life. Now, the way other people react when you set a boundary is gonna give you a lot of information about who you are really dealing with and what is their intent towards you. They might not be aware that they are being used by dark factions to trigger you, because boundary crossing is a way of being of triggering and being triggered. Now the system will try to buy your essence, your spirit essence, with money. But I don't believe it's worth the price, because if it was, we wouldn't be offered so many bribes. Now, sometimes it is hard to remember how important boundary setting is because of the mind-wiping drugs. You might remember today, but it slowly fades away. You forget the good reason you had for boundary setting. It kind of becomes vague and distant, and you're not really sure what was the root of it. This is because of the mind-wiping drugs. This is how you can trace them back in your system and how they affect your life. And as we keep on unplugging, you know, the gamekeepers are left with less and less supply. They are left needing to reinvent more elaborate forms of mimicking organic creation in order to find ways to steal our power away once more. And when you cut a cord of supply, you know, there is often a tentacular kind of reaction from the system, which will come and test the solidity of the newly established boundary. This is a proof that it does matter infinitely. Now, it's rewarding to consciously be choosing to share with others who are intuitive, perceptive, and you can respect and encourage your true core spirit self to anchor more and more here. And you are probably, if you love them, if you're real alive for them, doing the same for them, you know, encouraging this true aspect. Now you don't always have to justify why you need time, space, why you cannot join there or there, or why you cannot be part of some projects because you just don't align with the energy from the dark factions hiding behind certain individuals. And there is also a lot of puppeting with non-spirited beings who are sent for spying and accessing your code and furthering the entanglement, your entanglement within like this containment system. So sometimes the dynamic is so subtle, and it's just gonna be a feeling, right? Others can also not be so aware of why they are being used and how they are being used. They might not have a lot of understanding about their own sabotage programming, that they can be used as a distraction, but at the same time being quite unwilling. So, you know, your energy doesn't really flourish with them. Now, some relationships will fall apart as you keep on practicing boundary setting, as the cement was, you know, for you to be in your people-pleasing altars, while with others, it will deepen, you know, the bond will deepen as you are able to pursue the road together. Now, I'm an advocate for keeping on developing strong, fierce, tenacious, and really firm boundaries in this game, not only for oneself, but also for the other members of our communities, keeping the space clean from egotic pools and drama settings. You know, when there is repetitive lack of accountability and lack of responsibility, when there is repetitive gaslighting, when you are setting any type of boundaries, these are other mind control techniques from the programs, and they are dangerous for what they do to our minds, body and spirit, and they just are sending distraction and some energies, I do believe, are best left at our doors. This journey is definitely about quality over quantity. And even if you cannot explain straight ahead why you need to put a boundary, that's okay. I tell myself it's okay to trust myself, even if I'm not sure. Even if I'm not sure to be able to explain why, there is always a reason. That sometimes it takes a bit of time to unfold. And keep on unfolding. Usually your clear abilities are perceiving hidden contracts and things that are going on. So that's why it's sometimes difficult to put into words, because you're perceiving the information, but it's with abilities that are beyond language. So I would follow that thread, because boundary setting is one way to move fast forward in this game. And it's okay to be abrupt with handlers who do not really love you and who are showing no respect for your boundaries. You might be haunted by guilt programming after setting a boundary, and that is okay. This is a good time to work on that guilt and to realize many more layers hiding behind that programming, and realizing this is a mind game and it's okay to set boundaries with people who are abusing you or triggering you. giving yourself the permission and leading the way for others to follow. Good questions are, how do we feel when people don't behave the way we would like for them to behave or think we deserve, or they don't treat us the way we think we deserve to be treated, or they don't give us the recognition that we would hope to be finding in the relationship? And what happens when we don't have, we don't behave the way they would like for us to behave, and they don't always understand why we are doing certain things and the reasons hiding behind that? What is there left with all of that? And that's where you find the truth and some genuine aspects in relationship. When you can navigate not fully understanding others, but still giving them the space to be. And when they can do the same for you as well. They would have this respect and this growing care and this growing friendship, this growing love. This is part of the big revelation and the great revealing.